The obedience of the nations would be his. He's depicted as a lion, an image of royalty and strength. But there is a surprise. The lion doesn't triumph with his strength. He triumphs with his weakness. And we saw that and heard that at the end of Revelation 5. We just saw what's at the very center of everything. When John wiped his tears away and looked, he saw the throne again. And on the throne, he didn't see a lion. He saw a lamb, looking as if it had been slain. Again, if you know your Bible, you know the need for a lamb. The Old Testament continually taught that God's people needed that sacrificial lamb to atone for their sins. And yet, here's the lamb on the throne. The lion who became the lamb. A sacrificial lamb. And both images come together and point to Jesus. He was born in the tribe of Judah. He's the root of David. He came in weakness. Weakness of life. He's a sacrifice for your sin.